Blog Talk Radio.
We have to learn to lean and to trust in you.
and everything will be all right. And so when we get down to the river of Jordan, getting ready to cross in the view of the land, Father God, we ask that you would shape your word as a vessel and ferry our souls on the cross. And we ask all these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we thank God for y'all. Thank God for the journey. I'm going to have to change my eyeglasses here so I can see how to read. So like I said, we welcome everybody in the lobby. We welcome those on the Blog Talk call and on Blog Talk Radio. And so tonight, and y'all excuse the old voices, those sinuses is kind of bothering me tonight, but we yet are still going to try to go on and deal with what we got to do. I don't have an announcement. I have a few announcements by way of my church. We are back in the sanctuary. You know, y'all, since the COVID in 2020, a lot of things shut down. The church was one of them. I never did agree with that, but nevertheless, you know, we didn't want to make people sick. People were getting sick and people were dying left and right. So we were doing what we were asked to do. And I don't think that had anything to do with nothing evil, I don't believe. But I know it's an agenda behind all this stuff. But we, at any rate, we are back in the sanctuary. And we thank God for that. And we are back in doing the worship. Everything is not back to full capacity as it used to be. But nevertheless, we're going to do exactly what we trying to do. And I do believe that this year it will be a little bit better when it comes to revival meetings and whatnot, because the thing has gotten a little bit better. So we just going to trust on God for the rest. I didn't really pick out a song for tonight, but one did come into mind from way back in the day. I believe it was the Nightingale that sang, I'll see you in the rapture. And because, see, we've been talking about this thing, and it's a very controversial thing among the body of Christ right now. We got three different beliefs. We got one that believe in the pre-tribulation rapture. You got one that believe in a mid-tribulation rapture. You got one believe in the post-tribulation rapture. So all three of those thoughts are going on in the body of Christ right now. And that's what me and my buddy out of South Carolina, Brother Dawkins, we are dealing with. We're dealing with that subject matter on our Gospel Explosion. And we will have another one on tomorrow at 1 p.m. We will have another. We'll be live streaming on Facebook. And I believe it's going to YouTube as well. So y'all just, if you want to learn something and you want to get what we got, because we only going to talk the Bible. We ain't going to be giving our opinions. If we do give an opinion as our own, we will make certain that we let y'all know that, because it's not what we think. That ain't what we think don't count. But it's what God says is what counts. So that's what we will be dealing with on tomorrow. And so right here we are going. We'll get into our Bible study. Now, like I told y'all, it's sort of like a review for some of you, and then it might be new to some of you, but nevertheless, I feel the need that we will go back and revisit this subject matter. So I went and got my Bible, and I'm going to try to read it, y'all. You see, I'm up here with my glasses that I can see I need real good. We're going to be dealing with tonight coming from St. Matthew's Gospel, Chapter 24, and this is famous, y'all. This is the Olivet course of this is where Jesus was telling his disciples some things about their people. And I want to stress that tonight, because a lot of people don't understand this thing. They get to thinking a lot of this stuff we're talking of, but y'all, most of the stuff in the Bible is talking to Israel. And see, this is the thing that people don't get. They get to. We Gentiles think that a lot of this stuff is speaking about us, but it's not. It's speaking about the Israelites, the Jews. So we're going to revisit. So y'all just stand by St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. And this is what it reads. I'm going to read a few verses of it, and then I'm going to go ahead on and deal with it. I'm going to deal with the subject matter. It says, starting at verse 1, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye are not all these things. Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. That's Jesus' word. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us what, listen to this, y'all. Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And of the end of the world. That's verse 3. I want y'all to put a pin in that now, because I'm going to refer back to that. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, and saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. I want y'all to put a pin in that. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. I want y'all to put a pin in that. For nations shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence, and earthquake in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Put a pin in that. These are just the beginning of sorrow. That's what Jesus said. When you see all this, this beginning, okay, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall die, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Put a pin in that, y'all. That's verse 13. Put a pin in it. Now, this is the kicker right here. I'm going to stop after this verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. We'll stop right there. We're going to stop right there. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all the world for a witness unto all. Then shall the end come. Okay, my brothers and sisters, tonight I'm going to use a subject for this in honor of a great preacher that I know. In fact, one that I came to know the Lord and came to Christ myself. His name was Reverend Severson, John Arthur Severson. And in honor of him, because this is where I got this subject from, he preached this the night that I gave my hand and heart to God. And the night topic is when the church gets through. I want y'all to put a pin to that. That's the subject tonight. When the church get through, I'm using that, and we want to give credit, all the credit and praise, the honor, not praise, but the honor, to Reverend J.A. Severson, because he's the one that I got that topic from years ago, over 50 years ago, to be exact, when I joined my church at Granddad Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. So the ninth topic is when the church get through. Now, I want y'all to understand something tonight. If you look at our scripture, and it starts out, it says that Jesus went out of the temple and departed from the temple. And that's what it opened up. The Jesus, they was at the temple. And the disciples came to him trying to show him the beauty of all the buildings. And in other words, they were bragging about how nice and how beautiful everything were in that temple. And Jesus, excuse me, and Jesus said unto them, you see all this stuff. I'm going to paraphrase you. I'll put it in my own words. Jesus said, you see all this stuff. Everything you see is going to be destroyed. That was Jesus told. He said, everything you see, this whole thing going to be destroyed. And I can imagine the disciples must have been very, very puzzled. Very puzzled. But nevertheless, Jesus said all of it was going to be destroyed. He was talking about the destruction of that whole temple. And y'all, if you don't believe it, go over there to Israel right now. It's, you can still see the rocks and the bricks. You can see it. They just everywhere where that temple was destroyed, just as Jesus told them. See, this is how come I refer to Jesus as the greatest prophet, because whatever Jesus say is going to come to pass. Now, let's keep reading. And then he said upon the Mount of Olives. This now, remember now, it's the conversation started at the temple, but Jesus went on to the Mount of Olives. Let me tell y'all where the Mount of Olives is at. If you don't know where it's located, the Mount of Olives is located eastward of the temple. In other words, it was right across the way from the temple. You go across the Kedron Valley, and the mountain is right there on the east side of the temple. So Jesus didn't have to do nothing, and the disciples just walk out the temple gate on across the Kedron Valley, on up into the Mount of Olives, and that's exactly what they did. Then the conversation continued. This is what the conversation said. It continued. And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, let me see. I'm going to try to keep these glasses on right here. The disciples came up to him privately. You see that? They came privately. Saying, tell us, when shall these things be? That's number one. That's the first question. When? Second question, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? That's three questions, see. I want y'all to get that. That's three questions. Hey, that's little guy. I'm glad you made it. Glad you made it. He asked them three questions now, y'all. Let him review it. Let him review it. And he said, they asked him this. They said, tell us when shall these things be? What shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the world? They want to know the sign of his coming and the end of the world. So that's three questions. I want y'all to put a pin in that now. See, I told y'all this is a review for some of you like Jackson. Yeah, I know you've heard me speak on this. So this is a review for some of you, but that's all right, because you always can get something new out of the Word of God. Because it's a living word. It ain't just stagnated. It's living. So they asked him three questions right there. Now, I want to ask y'all something. When you ask a question, and when you're going to answer to a question, don't you, or questions, I should say what they ask, don't you answer that, the questions in the order that they be given to you, don't you? Yeah. Why would you? Okay, they asked him, let's look at the first thing. They said, tell us, when shall these things be? So that was the first thing that he would address, is when. In other words, we want to know when shall these things be. That was the first thing they asked him. Okay, look what Jesus did. Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you. Ah, deception. Deception. That's the key, y'all. The first thing Jesus answered for them when they said, what shall be the sign of your coming back? The first thing Jesus said was, watch out for deception. Do y'all see any deception going on in our world today? It's a whole bunch of it. So that was the first thing he said, look for That was the sign. That shall be the sign of him getting ready to come back. The first thing you will see is a lot of deception. And everybody is are being deceived on some level. Everyone is. So that was the first thing. Now let us keep reading and see what else Jesus said. This is what he said. He said, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now, y'all, we don't know. We have seen that in our lifetime. Look at the Jim Jones and the I think the guy named David Koresh out there in Waco, Texas, and whatnot. We done seen all this. They came standing, and they thought they were God and lifted themselves up. And look how many people that Jim Jones killed out in South America and led all them people down there. They called the People's Temple, I think it was. If I'm not mistaken, it's been a few years ago, but I think it was called the People's Temple. If somebody, if you know in the lobby that knows what I'm talking about, put it in the thing. But I think their congregation in church was called the People's Temple, if I'm not mistaken. But he deceived them. And look, all of them lost their lives. Every one of them down there with the poison Kool-Aid. You understand what I'm saying? So that was the thing that Jesus was telling his disciples on the Mount about it. He said, these are the things you got to look for. So that was number one, deception. So we have seen that. Let's read on. He said that, all right, but you said here wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. You see what Jesus said? The wars and confusion, all of that was going to be going on. But he said, don't let that trouble you because that's not the end. See, he didn't say that was the end. He said that's a sign, but it ain't the end. Remember that now. Y'all remember that. He said, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be what? Famine and pestilences. Uh-oh. Y'all, he said it's going to be pestilence. Y'all know what that is, don't you? I'm going to give you an example of it. Coronavirus. Coronavirus. That's exactly what that is. And earthquakes in diverse places. That means earthquake in new places. It's going to be earthquake where there ain't never been earthquake before. All right? He said, all these are the beginning of sorrow. That it were going to see because that's the beginning. That ain't nothing yet. That's just the beginning of the trouble. He said, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Okay, now we finna be killed and hated for his name's sake. You know, they was persecuted way back in the early church. They did get persecuted. This is the persecution that Jesus was talking about. Now, as you catapult that up to our day, we are yet those of us that are going to live right and try to do the best we can to live according to the sayings of Jesus. We're going to be persecuted, too. We're going to be persecuted, too. Hey, don't that make sense to you? Okay, go back to the question. When? What? What shall be? They said, when and what? Well, when is when you see deception. What? All these nations live against each other in wars and stuff, so we done seen that. That's the question, that's two questions that God or Jesus answered. Immediately, he answered those two questions for him. Now, let us read on. He says, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive men. Jim Jones and David Koresh. All right. Then he said, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Y'all, we see that today. Because iniquity is so bountiful and plentiful. Iniquity is something people call it wrong right now. You understand what I'm saying? Is that because this world has become straight? Iniquity, the wicked, and this full of sin, and it's made a norm to the humanity. People will, you could be laying down dying. And some people would walk over you. They would step over you before they reach down and give you a heavy hand. Why? Because of iniquity. And he said the love gonna wax cold. Well, we see that. We see that very perfectly. Right now, we see it. Love, don't nobody love each other no more like they used to do. And this is what Jesus was saying. That's the second question. See, now, here comes the third question. He said, they're going to be, you know, but he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. You see, you got to go all the way to the finish line, y'all. You can't stop. You got to go all the way. Jesus said, he that endureth to the end shall be saved. So you see, Jesus was letting us know. He was letting the Jews know that they were going to have some hard times coming. Because this is who he was talking to the nation of Israel. But guess what? It's going to apply to all believers. Because, see, we are spiritual Israel. If you have been born again, you are into this family by adoption. That makes us also spiritual Israelites or spiritual Jews. Y'all, we are going to suffer. What's up there, Brother Hell, man? I didn't even see you come in, Doc. Glad you was able to make it. We talking about the rapture now. Not necessarily the rapture, but we talking to Jesus himself tonight, and he telling us what to do about this thing. You ain't got to worry about no rapture mid or post. Just be ready when he comes. That's the key. Be ready when he comes. No matter what it is. What train, if it's the mid train, the late train, or the high train, or the low train, I don't care. All I want to do is understand the train and I can get on it. That's what makes a difference. And my subject is when the church questioned Jesus after for the disciples. And this is what he said. This is the last question they asked. They said, the sign of thy coming and the end of the world. The end of the world, or the end of this age and system of things, that's what they were talking about. That's the last question. Here's his answer to that last question. That's verse 14. It says, and this gospel of the kingdom. Remember I told you my subject is when the church get through. In other words, Jesus was saying that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all the world. Then shall the end come. The end of this mess we're in right now. My brothers and sisters, it's plain as day. That's the third question he answered. He answered that third question. They wanted to know, when is this the sign of his coming? And at the end of this year, ages, he said, when this gospel, right here, when this be preached unto all the world, for witness unto all nations, Jesus said, then shall the end come. So my brothers and sisters, that means 90 seconds for blog talk, but I can take it on a little further. This means, y'all, that the church got to get through. That's what that tells me. As a deacon, I can sit here and say, we need evangelism. We need to get out of them four walls of the church and go into the streets and the highways and the byways and seek and try to save those who are lost. Now, let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. That's the church job. When the church get through, that's when the end of this mess is going to be over, and then Jesus is going to come back. That's when he's going to come back and put an end to this system, when the church get through. In other words, if we want this rapture to come, if we want this system to end, we got to get busy to get this gospel preached and teach to everybody. And then Jesus will come back and fix it. That is the key to the rapture. No matter what rapture you want, if you want to be the pre, the mid, or the post, it doesn't matter. But we don't want you to be deceived. Me and Brother Dawkins, that's our job. We do not want anyone to be deceived, but we want to give the scripture as it is, not watered down, not put whipped cream on it either. But we want to tell you, it is what it is. You don't have to dress this up because there is no curse. If you do, in the book of Revelation, it tells you anybody that would add to this book to him or see the plagues would be added unto you. and tell y'all that I got it all figured out and that I do everything according. And I don't make a mistake, and I dot every I, cross every T. But I cannot set his FedEx dog. I have struggles. I have trials. I have difficulties to mark many times. But I'm so glad that just like Peter, Jesus has always got his arm outstretched. When you make a mistake, just get up. You don't have to stay in it. Just repent. Turn away from your wicked way and go back to the Lord. He always standing with his arm outstretched. But the problem is a lot of people don't know this. And so it's our job as Christians. This is to be good, y'all. Because a lot of us are not doing it. We are not a good witness. That's what's the matter. We say that we've been born again, but our actions show that Ray Charles could see. Ray Charles could show Stevie Wonder that. It's very simple. You can't say one thing and then do another. You really can't do that. Let me see that. Okay, Kevin. Okay, Lord Kevin. All right, brother. We'll catch you tomorrow. You take care of yourself, man. And I get with you. I know how to get with you. So you just take care of yourself, man. And thanks for coming to the Bible study too. I really appreciate it. Thank God for you. So y'all, as I was saying, we as Christians, we need to be better witnesses. We need to be better witnesses. And the purpose of Bible study is for anybody. I love for y'all to come and sit in on this Bible study. I do. But you know what? Y'all already know the truth because y'all are coming in here. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, you may not know it as well as I do, and you may not be well-versed in it the way I am because I study all the time. I do. But it doesn't matter about that. All of y'all are just as important as anybody else in the body of Christ. It ain't no big eyes and little U's in the body of Christ. We all have a job to do, and that is to be a witness. That's what Jesus told his disciples. He said, I want y'all to go back. Before he left, he said, I want you to go to Jerusalem and stay there until you receive some power. That is the Holy Ghost. And then he said, you will be witnesses for me in Jerusalem, in Samaria, and then the uttermost parts of the world. See, in other words, y'all, charity begins at home. Charity begins at home. In other words, brothers and sisters, you men, your job, husbands, men, your job is in the home. You got a job to do that too. Not only on the outside working with these here physical hands and trying to till the ground or whatever. But we have an obligation and a job at home is to be the priest, the protector, and the provider of your house. Let me say that again. The first thing, you need to be the priest of your house, the protector of your house, and the provider of your house. That's your job, men, folks. Oh, yeah. Yeah, women, you can work. Equal opportunity. I'm all for it. I believe if a woman do the job of a man, she should get the same thing. It ain't no big I, little you. I ain't putting a woman under nobody. God didn't make the woman to be under us. If he wanted the woman to be under us, he'd use our foot to make her. But he didn't. He wanted her to be by our side. So he took the rib and made the woman. That means a co-partner with the man to complement the man. So her job, women, your job also is to take care of the house. So you should know what's going on in your house. Women, I don't care. Now, some of y'all going to get mad at me, but I don't care. But you are a bad woman, a wife, and you got a household to take care of, and you don't even know what's in it. You understand what I'm saying? You should know what's going on in your household 24-7, just like us deacons. We are deacons in the church. How our job as a deacon is to know what's going on with the body and the flock and the membership. We supposed to know that. That's your job. Know your place and stay in it. My grandmama used to say, know your place and then stay in it. Do what you're supposed to do. Get busy. Church, when the church gets through, shall be preached. That's Matthew 24:14. When this gospel shall be preached, the church, who preached the gospel? The church. Every believer. That's you. You the church. He said, and when this gospel be preached unto all nations, to the world, for a witness to all nations, then shall this end of the age, not the end of the world, ain't going to be no blowing up there of this world. You can't destroy self, God, mate. Don't let nobody scare you by that. What Jesus is saying, the end of this system, y'all, we are about at the end of this here system we are in. And y'all ought to be ready to get out of this mess. Everybody ought to be ready to get out of this mess. So, my brothers and sisters, when the church gets through, that's when the end of the age is going to come. Jesus is going to come when the church gets through. So all of these pre-trib people talking, oh, Lord, come on back, please come get us. And the mid-trib saying, and the post-trib, all of us looking for Jesus to return. Let me tell you something. Paul done told us. The Apostle Paul said, we know that there's going to be a gathering. But let me tell y'all something, brothers and sisters, and this is what me and Brother Dawkins is trying to get everybody to see. Brother Dawkins is the general. I call myself the colonel because this guy is very well-versed. Now, you're talking about a guy that's well-versed in the scriptures. Brother Dawkins is one of them. And this is what we see. Apostle Paul told us plainly that there will be no gathering until Christ, until the man of sin, Antichrist, be revealed. Y'all, that's a fact. So now, the Antichrist going to be revealed when? Now, the church said they ain't going to be here now. The church said we're going to be gone. But how is that when the Apostle Paul said there will be no gathering? In other words, there ain't going to be no gathering until the man of sin be revealed. The man of sin going to be revealed during the tribulation period. So how come the church is not going to be here? We got to be here to witness that, y'all. So this is what me and Brother Dawkins is trying our best to get everybody to see. And I just feel privileged and honored that he would act and call upon me to partner with me in this here journey we on. And we've been doing it now for a good little bit. And I feel honored. And I thank Jackie, you and Helen, man. I thank y'all both for being, y'all have been in, I think, on every broadcast, if I'm not mistaken. And we got one tomorrow at 1 o'clock. If y'all know anybody that want to know the truth, if you know anybody that want to know the truth, y'all tell them to tune in to the broadcast tomorrow at 1 o'clock. 1 p.m. tomorrow, me and Brother Dawkins will be on again. So y'all, if you know anybody that wants to know some truth, and if they want to get some scripture to back it up, tell them to be on our channel. Now, we ain't trying to get no followers to praise me and Brother Dawkins. I look for no praise and glory. All of that belongs to God. We are trying to do our job as a saint. And that's exactly what y'all should be doing. Exactly. So I'm giving you a task right now. Go out and tell somebody about that Bible study that they want to learn. And then they take what we say and go and research it for in the Bible for themselves. Y'all go and check this stuff out and see, are we telling the truth? And then y'all, if I said anything and Brother Dawkins said anything that is not true, you show it to us in the Bible, and I guarantee you we'll follow. That's fair enough, ain't it? I thought so. So with that being said, y'all, we glad y'all made it tonight. Those of you in the lobby, some of you may have saw the channel and looked at it a little bit and kept going and everything, and that's fine too. But I thank y'all for coming tonight, and remember, let somebody know about me and Brother Dawkins' explosion on tomorrow at 1 p.m. tomorrow. And I will be back with y'all as usual on this Bible study every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. I thank God for y'all's support. Really, I really do. And so y'all just continue to pray for my strength. Pray for my strength, and I will pray for y'all. And so with that, We're going to end this here Bible study in a proper way. We're going to say, may the grace of God and the love of Jesus and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with thee, thy people, henceforth, now, and forever. Amen. And we're going to say good night, y'all. Thank you for coming, and may God bless each and every one of you. Good night.